Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, God is Bringing New Things.
Speak the Word.
In my spirit, I really think that it is. And how many of you really would like to have some change? You know, I don't know about you, but I do know that I would like to have some change this year. Sometimes we feel like that we just get in a rut, and it just seems like that nothing we do seems to work. It seems like instead of going, you know, two steps forward, you take two steps back. But I don't believe that's God's plan for you, and I don't believe it's His plan for me. I think it's always God's plan for us to move us from level to level. And I really believe today that as we go over some of the scriptures that He's given to me, that it's also going to encourage you, that He also wants you to go from level to level. And I'd like to begin with Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19 in the God Word Translation. He says, "Forget what happened in the past and do not dwell on events from long ago." In verse 19, he says, "I'm going to do something new. It is already happening." He says, "Don't you recognize it?" He says, "I will clear a way in the desert. I will make rivers on dry land." He also says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 21 and 24, in the King James, he said, "If indeed you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus." And verse 22 says that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. In verse 23, he says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Hallelujah. And in actually that same verse 23 in the God Word Translation puts it this way, says, "However," he says, "you were taught to have a new attitude." And verse 24 says, "And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." And so I've started out with a lot of scriptures. So I would recommend and suggest to you that you get your pencil and piece of paper and write down some of these scriptures, so that you can do like the Bereans did in the book of Acts and go back and read these verses, meditate on these words, and see for yourself what the Lord wants for you. Don't just take my word for it. You know, I remember, friends, not long ago, I was listening to another minister teach the word, and as she spoke, she began to share something that the Lord had spoken into her spirit. And as she shared it, the Lord impressed upon me to write it down and to pass it along. And this is what she heard the Lord say to her. "Treat the devil the same way you treat the Lord. Just don't do what he says." You know, that's really a mouthful right there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to repeat that. He said, "Treat the devil the same way you treat the Lord. Just don't do what he says." You know, I want you to think about that and let that soak in, because there are so many people that are always complaining about what the devil is telling them. I even hear people say, "The devil has really been on my back all week." And I'm thinking, Why is the devil on your back? Brothers and sisters, how often do we listen to the devil, and how often do we do what he says, those lies that he's placing in our ears, and instead of that still small voice that God speaks to us, instead of having an ear for what God has to say. As a matter of fact, he tells us in Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end, and they're new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. You know, I think that verse alone there is just really awesome, that his mercy is new every morning, and great is our Father's faithfulness. And I'd also like to remind you, brothers and sisters, that every morning, each morning is another opportunity for you to reflect on God's work in your life. Each and every day, your slate and my slate is being wiped clean by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. As we look at our lives from the perspective of victory on the cross, we can know that God is faithful to his promise, and his mercy will not run out. Praise God. He's never going to be short-handed on his mercy. As a matter of fact, he tells us that his mercy is fresh and new every morning. In Isaiah 42, verse 9, in New King James, it says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things, he says, I declare." He says, "Before they spring forth, he says, I tell you of them." And he does. I do know, without a doubt, that when we're praying and we're listening to the Lord, not just having a one-sided conversation with our Father, not just going in there and spending a half an hour or 20 minutes telling him all about our situation, all of our problems, but we actually have a relationship with him and we're talking to him, and then we give him a chance to answer us, I do believe that he's speaking to you too. Today, we're going to stop listening to the devil. We're going to stop listening to his lies. It's his lies that keeps holding you back. It's not God. And we're going to begin now, this very day, we're going to make a resolution. It's a different kind of revolution. I do not make New Year's resolutions, but I think that we can make an exception today on resolutions. And let me say this, before you even make it, that you can't, you cannot do it on your own. You're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit. We're going to make a vow today to only have an ear to hear what our Father has to say. And that's the vow that we're going to make, to hear that still small voice that the Lord is always speaking to us. We're going to make a vow to stop believing the lies that the devil is feeding us, because he is a liar, saints, and the truth is not in him. According to John 8:44, he is the father of lies, and he only speaks what comes natural to him. Lies is just a natural thing to him. You know, and sometimes I think you'll notice that as people that can be the same way, that one that he has influence over, there are some people that you can take them by their word. You know, back in my day when I was growing up, it seemed like your handshake, you know, would be good enough, you know, a word, and people would take you, you know, you had a reputation of being truthful and a good character, and so people would just take your word for it. But even though we still have people today with good character and that you can trust them, we really can't do that so much today, because we really have to have everything in writing. And even then, when we have everything in writing, you know, the people will try to come in and counsel out and get out of what they have written. We're going to make a vow to stop believing the lies that the devil feeds us, as I said before. And in Revelations 12:10, we have to know that according to God, he is the accuser of the brethren. He's talking about us. As a matter of fact, saints, let us repeat this together. Let us declare out loud today, we're going to give ourselves wholly. Just confess that we're going, that you are and I am, going to give ourselves wholly to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God, because we are his sheep and we will not follow strange voices. Amen. You know, John 10:4 tells us, brothers and sisters, in the New Living Translation, that the sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger because they'll run from him because they don't know his voice. Jesus said that he is a good shepherd and he knows his own sheep and his own sheep know him. You know, I think about that as a parent. I'm a mother and a grandmother, and you're always telling your children, you know, not to be following strangers and not to talk to strangers. And this is really what Jesus is trying to tell us today, is just talk to Him and not talk to strangers. And in this case, we're talking about Satan. We don't want to be listening to him when he puts these thoughts and ideas in our head. We need to know enough about the Word of God to know that what he is saying does not line up with the Word. So therefore, you know it's not God speaking to you. You know it's the enemy speaking to you. I want to talk to you a little bit about your future today, about new beginnings. And I have a question for you. My question for you is, do you really want to be in the same place? Do you really want to be in the same situation next week, next month, or next year? Or do you want something different, something better? Friends, I want you to know that in order not to be in this same place next year, you're going to have to make some changes. It's just crazy to think that we can keep on doing the same things over and over again and get different results. I mean, it can't happen. I was telling my son, you know, he says, if your way is not working, why not try my way? You know, if your way is not working, why not try the way of the Lord or somebody else that you've seeking counsel with? In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3, God told the Israelites, he said, you have roamed around this mountain country long enough, he said. Now it's time to turn northward. In other words, you have been on this mountain, he said, long enough. In other words, you've been doing this same old thing over and over again. It's like sitting in a rocking chair somewhere, rocking, and you're moving, but you aren't going anywhere. So as long as you keep doing it that same old way, that's the way it's going to be. He says it's time to go north. North means to go higher. God wants you to go higher, saints. He wants you to soar. He wants you to soar like the eagles. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 in the New Living Bible says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3 in the God Word translation, it says, since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, that we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. You know, sometimes, friends, we have to make new friends. We have to make new relationships. Sometimes the people that you hang around with are holding you back. I've experienced that so much through my life. Actually, I'm sure that I experienced it even before I gave my heart to the Lord, but especially since I've given my heart to Jesus and I've been working for Him, I've had to cut relationships in my life. A lot of times, it's hard to do this sometimes. Sometimes we also have to stop. We have to break certain habits also in our lives in order to move ahead. So it's not always people that's holding us back. Sometimes we have developed a habit of doing certain things that will hold you back, as well as some people. And you just want to be careful that this doesn't happen. Remember, the Bible says iron sharpens iron in Proverbs 27:17 in the English Standard Version. It says iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. So in other words, you want to be around someone that knows more than you know and that can sharpen you. Hanging around someone that knows less than you do or not more than you do, I mean, it's just, you can't learn. You can't learn from them. It's kind of like repeating that same, you're in school and you're repeating that same grade over and over again. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. You know, in verse 2, it says, we must focus on Jesus, the source and the goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of him, so he endured death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought him. Then he received the highest position in heaven, the one right next to the throne of God, his Father. Hallelujah. You know, in verse 3, it says, think about Jesus. We need to do that sometimes, brothers and sisters. We just need to think about Jesus, who endured opposition from sinners so that we don't become tired and give up. He took this on himself. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12, 13, it says, take a new grip on your tired hands and strengthen your knees. He said, mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. As David tells me sometimes, I'm talking about speaking of my husband David, when I feel like giving up or growing weary, He said, grab yourself by your bootstraps, Joe, and pull yourself up. Not quite sure what that means, but in other words, I believe what he's saying is shake it off. Don't let it get me down. It's only the enemy trying to defeat me. It's only the enemy that's trying to hold me back. You know, I believe the biggest change that you will have to make this year, that you have to make this year, to get the change that you want, is to lay your tongue on the altar. And I'm going to repeat that. In order to get the change that you want this year, I believe that you're going to have to lay your tongue on the altar. You know, I heard a message by Pastor Norval Hayes once where he said told the Lord to teach his people how to talk. You know, and we do, because so many people don't understand why you're not moving ahead in life, and why you can't get ahead, and why you pay one bill and you got two coming in, and or even if it on your job, you know, you see others getting promoted around you, but yet you don't seem to be making any progress. Well, there are some things that we need to do, and one of the main things we need to do is just change the way we talk. Change the words that's coming out of our mouths, to get a revelation that the words coming out of our mouths, brother and sister, there are seeds, and they are going to grow a harvest. And if you're not where you want to be, apparently you have been sowing seeds that has placed you in that position. And I know it's hard to believe, but I also know that it's the truth. I mean, I was in that same predicament. I was sowing the same seed over and over, getting the same results over and over. Even as a farmer's daughter, I know that my dad would plant corn maybe in a field for so many years, and then he might do cotton there, or he might put beans there. And in other words, he didn't continue to plant it in the same field. He had to change it. Because if he had not have changed it, and his crop of corn or whatever he was planting there, he would not get the harvest that he wanted, you know, because the soil was not good for that anymore. And so in order to get where you want to go, you're going to have to change the words that you're speaking to get where you want to go, and I'm going to have to do the same thing. He said to teach his people how to talk, and that was one of the things that the Lord called me when he called me into the ministry to teach his word. He wanted me to teach his word because he said that his people were losing their battles because they didn't know the word, and it's the word that we're fighting with. That's the sword. Our tongues are the sword of the Spirit, the Bible says, and so our words are seeds, and that's how you're going to get the change, and you can't get it any other way. You need to know that the words coming out of your mouth can, and they will deliver you. Or that same mouth will keep you in bondage. It works both ways. Your tongue, just think about this, your tongue is the steering wheel of your life. And you probably say, well, Pastor Joe, what do you mean by the steering wheel is the, my tongue is the steering wheel of my life? It is, because even you, if you're driving, and most people listening today, they drive a vehicle of some sort. But if you're in that vehicle and you realize that you're going in the wrong direction, you have sense enough to know, you're smart enough to know, that in order to get where you want to go, if you realize you're heading north when you want to go south, that you cannot get where you want to go if you could keep on going north. You're going to have to make some changes. And so the same way with our life, our everyday life, you know, with our relationships and our families and our jobs, if you're not getting where you want to go, you're going to think of it as the steering wheel of your life and begin to change. The victory really is right here in your mouth. Your job is to remember the promises in His Word and speak them boldly. And that's what we have to do. We have to remember what's in God's Word. And once we know what's in those words, then we're going to have to learn how to speak them boldly. And by doing that, we're going to take the limitations off of Him. And then that way, God is going to be able to come in and move in your life. Because your mouth, as I said before, can deliver you from any addiction, and your words can deliver you from any sickness. Your words can deliver you from poverty. There's so many people hurting today. I know they are. My husband and I help a lot of people that are suffering in their financial areas, not able to do the things that they need to do. And I know that one of the reasons why some people, maybe they were doing better maybe a few years ago, but with the economy being what it has been over the several years now, it's put people in a position that they never even dreamed that they would be in. But we have to understand that We don't have to live that way anymore. Did you know that you can even prosper when the economy is not good? You can still prosper. You can still do good because you have to understand that God's economy is never bad. It's always good. And if you declare Him to be your source of whatever it is you need, He's going to provide for you. I know several people, my husband for one, even during a time of a lot of the stuff going on, he excelled in business and the ministry excelled. So you don't have to follow just because in the natural, the economy that we're associated with is not doing too good. You're a child of God. You're not of this world. You're passing through. This world is not your home. And so you have a God in heaven that is your provider, and He's going to provide for you for whatever you need. But in order to do that, you're going to have to know what His Word says and follow that Word and trust Him. You want to have to take His Word serious. Seriously, it's got to be serious and know that if God said it, it's going to be. No man in hell can stop you. One of the first things that God delivered me from shortly after becoming a Christian was from smoking cigarettes. And I know that on past messages several years ago that I've spoken on the same subject. And we all have habits, and they're not always easy to break. I had smoked for over 30 years, and so it was a big addiction for me. I had tried to quit for several years, but I didn't really have any success in that. I really wanted to quit. I just couldn't seem to do it under my own power, brothers and sisters. Some things we just cannot do under our own power. Some things, the only way we can do it is through the help of the Holy Spirit. And He's always willing. The Bible says He's our teacher, He's our helper, He's our comforter, He's our advocate, He's everything. The book of John says He's everything that we need. But you know, there are many things that we cannot do under own power. It was through His Word, God's Word coming out of my mouth that finally set me free. It was not me asking Him. I didn't ask God to take away my desire for cigarettes, but He informed me how to break the habit with His Word. And as a Christian, the Lord began to reveal to me the power that's in the spoken Word and how to apply it to my situation. It was a whole, I want you to know, brother, it was a whole new beginning for me. It has literally changed my life. It really changed the way that I think. I cannot express enough how much this will change your life. It's going to change your life if you will listen in every area of your life. It'll change your life in your health, your finances, and your relationships, your jobs, everything. It can be a whole new beginning for you too. All you need to do is just change those words coming out of your mouth. If you change the way you think, it's first a thought and then you speak it. And you want to change that.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Especially during turbulent times, Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Hello, Saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is, there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the Word of God. Against the Word.